Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hey, this is Jad Abumrad. Conversion therapy is an attempt to change people from gay to straight, to either shock the gay away or pray the gay away. Over 700,000 people in America have been put through this. That's the equivalent of the city of Boston.
We had to write these MIs, these moral inventories, where we had to write down three different sexual experiences that we had. So I performed a sex act on this person in the backseat of a taxi. And you're analyzing it and dissecting it. What did I feel? What was I looking for? But this is when it got really... This is when it just got really, really, it felt evil.
Homosexuality is in fact a mental illness which has reached epidemiological proportions.
Eliza Building.
St. Elizabeth's Building for...
Sexual psychopaths.
The purpose of this presentation...
Oh, that door looks open.
It's rusted metal. It does look open.
...is to demonstrate the therapeutic use with homosexuals who wish to change.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
If the patient fails to switch it off, you get a shock.
Where were the rules sort of explained and outlined for you guys?
I mean, so we just signed in, and then we were handed this giant handbook, and we were told by the staff, you need to memorize everything in it.
1 Corinthians 6, 9.
There were Bible verses.
Those who practice homosexuality will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Every single page. Rules.
So the kind of clothes we wore.
No hugging or physical touch between clients.
The way we sat.
Brief handshakes.
Crossed our legs. How we looked at our nails.
It was like seeing the Word of God. I was battling with God at that point. Why are you doing this to me? Like, give me back my family. Give me back what I love.
Unerased. From Focus Features, Stitcher, and Lemon House. Premieres November 2nd. Subscribe now in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.